Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Thursday, December 1st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and las.com. Here's what's happening. The National Weather Service says a winter storm may bring up to 2 inches of rain to the Los Angeles coast and valleys and up to 4 inches of precipitation in the mountains, starting tonight, stretching into tomorrow. As for the drought, meteorologist Todd Hall says we still have a huge deficit to make up for.
Downtown itself has only received 4.37 inches since January 1st. And normal by this time, we should have 11.73 inches. So we're sitting about 7.36 inches below normal for the calendar year. So we have a lot of work to do.
Hall says the Southern California mountains will probably see a little snow, but at the resort level above 6,000 feet. California will join the United Nations Convention on Biodiversity, known as the COP15 Summit, in Montreal later this month. Participating nations will negotiate the next big strategic plan aimed at eliminating plastic pollution, pesticide use, and other major issues that are affecting biodiversity. Rosalind Heflin is the co-founder of the California Biodiversity Working Group.
By joining this group of subnational governments calling for strong action, by joining forces, and by virtue of California is about to become the fourth largest economy in the world, that's a really big deal. We have a lot of economic clout. So when California speaks up, it really matters.
A UN report from 2019 showed that a million plant and animal groups face extinction because of threats posed by the human population. Some Los Angeles area soccer fans are in mourning this morning over the fate of the Mexican national soccer team. Despite beating Saudi Arabia 2-1, Mexico has been eliminated from the World Cup. It's the first time since 1978 that Mexico will not be in the knockout round. KPCC's Julia Barajas joined fans gathered in Koreatown to watch the game.
Daniel French watched nervously for the first half of the match, then jumped for joy during the second half as Mexico scored 2 goals. But the win wasn't enough to get Mexico to the next round. The team failed to surpass the point total of Poland, which will advance instead. French says he's still proud.
I feel like Mexico did great this World Cup. The defense was strong. My family were from Chihuahua, Mexico, on my mom's side. And so there's that pride there culturally. But also, this is Los Angeles, so LA is Mexican, no matter where you're from.
Though disappointed, French says he loves watching Angelinos come together for the World Cup. The U.S. will play the Netherlands on Saturday. I'm Julia Barajas.
The Newsom administration will soon begin making budget decisions for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. H.D. Palmer is deputy director of the California Department of Finance, and he says this week they are finalizing a forecast.
And we sit down with the governor beginning next week and start making those final decisions with him that he is going to have reflected in his budget plan that will come to the legislature on January the 10th.
California is projected to have a $25 billion deficit going into the next fiscal year because of lower revenue from income taxes and stock market declines.
We've been through these before, and we will come back. But right now, we're in a situation where we've got to deal with the shortfall next year. But relative to those downturns in the past, we are in a far better position to deal with those.
He says better position because the state has $37 billion stored in its various savings accounts, and it has plenty of cash available to meet its current obligations this year. The rape trial of former That 70s Show star Danny Masterson has ended in a mistrial. Jurors said yesterday they were hopelessly deadlocked after 3 days of renewed deliberations. The LA County District Attorney's Office charged Masterson in 2020 with raping 3 women in separate incidents between 2001 and 2003. A new LA County report has found that fentanyl overdose deaths jumped over 1,200% in Los Angeles County over the past 5 years. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer is pleased the county has formed a working group to come up with a different strategy to deal with the problem.
We're not going to arrest our way out of this. The public health approach for us really is going to start both with root cause work, but particularly around prevention.
Education and law enforcement officials will also be part of this working group. County sheriff's investigators are looking for family members of Army veteran Delbert Collette, who was found dead earlier this month in a parking structure on the campus of LA City College. The 64-year-old appears to have died at the hands of another. Gabriel Kahn, the editor of Crosstown, says the increasing number of unhoused people are driving an increase in homicides. So far this year, 81 have been killed, a 400% increase from the year 2015.
If they're living on the street, they have no protection. They're exposed 24 hours a day. And there is, of course, with a growing homeless population, increasing tensions in that population as they struggle for resources and sometimes space.
Detectives say they believe an unidentified, unhoused man is responsible for Collette's death. The city of Los Angeles is offering a $100 gift card to people turning in a handgun or $200 for people turning in an assault weapon. It's part of the city's annual gun buyback program. This Saturday between 8 and 1, people can surrender their weapons with no questions asked in exchange for the gift cards at either Exposition Park or the LAPD Valley Traffic Office in Panorama City. Police ask for the weapons to be unloaded and in the trunks of vehicles. The chance of rain starts this morning. Highs will be in the 50s to lower 60s. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.